Hey friends, Sarah here with a quick addition to our archive. These mini episodes offer lessons, tips, tricks, or inspiration for your tarot and spiritual journey. Give it a listen. I hope you enjoy and find something to think about, something to journal about, or something to discover about yourself. Stay curious. Hello friends, and thank you for joining me today. I am thrilled to share the next tip for consulting the tarot for yourself. In our previous mini episodes on consulting the tarot for yourself, we talked about creating your sacred space, centering yourself, defining your intentions, how to use a tarot journal, and the importance of shuffling with an intention. So today I'm going to talk about how to choose a significator card. When it comes to the practice of consulting the tarot cards for yourself, the significator card is a card that represents you in the reading. It adds a personal touch, and it can anchor your connection to the cards and your consciousness. So when you choose a significator card, it's kind of like choosing the avatar or the character that's going to represent you in a story. It adds a personal touch, and it's kind of like starring in your own movie with the tarot cards as your co-stars. So how do you go about choosing this special significator card? Well, first, think about what qualities or aspects of yourself you want to be front and center in the reading. Are you looking for insight on your career or relationships or your personal growth? Once you have an idea, you can find a card that vibes with that area. It's like saying, "Hello, Tarot, this is the role I'm playing in today's story." And then your significator card becomes sort of like an anchor. It gives you something tangible and tactile to focus on when you're doing your shuffling and stating your intention out loud for your consultation, and it connects you to the energy of the reading and helps the cards to speak directly to your personal experiences. Like I said, it's like having your own personal tarot avatar. It helps you stay focused on the situation at hand. So I like to choose my significator card before I start my grounding exercises. Significator cards are typically either one of the major arcana cards, of which there are 22, or one of the 16 court cards that are available in the deck. When I consult for other people, I almost always choose a court card that corresponds with the seeker's astrological sign. But when I consult for myself or for someone that I know very personally, I will tend to choose the major arcana card that best fits the situation. So for example, if I'm exploring questions related to spirituality, seeking guidance from mentors, or looking for insights into very traditional aspects of my life, I might choose the Hierophant as my significator card because it represents tradition and spirituality and guidance. Or for another example, if I'm facing challenges, if I want to overcome some kind of obstacle, or I'm seeking guidance on a personal goal or one of the lofty ambitions that I have for myself, I might choose the Chariot as my significator card because it symbolizes determination, control, and victory. And obviously that's what I'm looking for if I'm talking about my goals or overcoming obstacles. If I'm not really sure what to pick for myself, I choose the court card that represents me and my astrological sign of Capricorn, which is the Queen of Pentacles. I choose the Queen of Pentacles because pentacles represent the element of earth, and Capricorns are an earth sign. And I choose the Queen because I am a 42-year-old female army veteran with a plethora of life experience. If I were an 18-year-old female just embarking on my adulthood and going out into the world on my own for the first time, I'd most likely go with the Page of Pentacles as my significator card. So typically, pages and queens represent females. Pages for young and inexperienced females, and queens for older and more world-wise females. Knights and kings typically represent males. So knights for younger and more inexperienced males, and kings for older and more world-wise males. The suit is chosen based on the seeker's astrological sign. So the page, knight, queen, and king in the suit of wands would represent the fire signs. So that's Aries, Sagittarius, and Leo. In the suit of cups, those court cards would represent the water signs, your Cancers, your Pisces, and your Scorpios. In the suit of swords, the court cards would represent the air signs, so your Libras, your Geminis, and your Aquariuses. And, of course, in the suit of pentacles, these court cards would represent the earth signs, your Capricorns, your Virgos, and your Tauruses. One caveat to this is that significator cards are not necessary for a tarot consultation. In fact, if you're a complete beginner and you're still learning the meanings of the cards and having to look every single card up when you pull them, I'd say go ahead and skip this tip. When you feel more comfortable, it's a really great way to help you focus and ground your intentions for your tarot consultation. So the next time you're diving into a tarot consultation, consider picking a significator card. It's a fun way to make the consultation more personal and feel like you're a part of the tarot adventure. Just find a card that resonates with you and let the tarot storytelling begin. Okay, friends, that's all I have for you for this mini episode. I'll be sharing more tips for consulting the tarot for yourself in future mini episodes as well. If you have any suggestions for different ways to choose a significator card, please leave a comment under the Instagram for this post. You can find my Instagram at the Spirit Keepers Archive, and don't forget to tag the Spirit Keepers Archive to show off your favorite or most common significator card as well. I love to repost these. They are a lot of fun. Thank you for being here, and may your tarot consultations be filled with clarity and positive energy. I hope you found value in this today. If it resonated with you, consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. A little good karma goes a long way. Stay curious.